Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. It's Wednesday the 18th of April 2012. All the technology news from the last few days in around 5 minutes. So Anonymous is going to carry on hacking GCHQ and the Home Office. They're still very upset about Gary McKinnon. He's the guy, of course, who hacked into NASA and plenty of other websites in the States, and he's in a lot of trouble for it, and he's going to be extradited. They're not happy. They're going to get everyone back in Britain, and everyone's going to pay for it. You're costing us a fortune, guys. Encyclopedia Britannica has launched an iOS app. Yes, it's not going to cost you an absolute fortune like the books would have done or the online service would have done. It's a free app. Well, steady on. The app's free, but it's $1.99 per month for 1 month's access to the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. 26 volumes in all. £2 seems pretty good for me. Windows 8 is on its way. It's been officially unveiled, and it's going to come in three versions. There's going to be a standard version, a pro version, and there's also going to be an RT version. And the RT version particularly is aimed at ARM chips and mobile devices. I can understand the mobile version, because that's iOS versus macOS 10, but two versions of 8? Come on, Windows. You can't step away, can you? Good grief. Google is in a bit of trouble with its glasses project, despite the fact that Sergey Brin was at a fundraiser the other week and trying to sell it to the US military. Oakley has come out with its own smart glasses project. The only thing you're going to have with this, though, is it's not a design set of glasses. What they're talking about is an augmented reality glasses that's got an addition to it. So you buy a standard pair of their sunnies, and then you'll add to it. Now, yesterday was the birthday of the Apple II. Yes, 35 years ago yesterday, it came out and shook the world. However, Apple yesterday did a lot of other things, one of which was launch a Walmart Apple store. Everything that Steve Jobs ever did about keeping integrity and staying away from the big boys has gone in a heartbeat. Apple is going to have little micro stores that are going to pop up in all your Walmarts. They're going to try and emulate the real feel of an Apple store, but you'll always remember you're in Walmart. Steady on. And if you're an Apple fanboy, then go on eBay, because today, available for $8,500, there's an Apple eMate 300 prototype. Yes, it is a prototype. I'm sure it's very valuable. However, do remember that this was crap and had a lifespan of just more than a year. It wasn't good. NAB is on at the moment, and there's tons of stuff coming through from NAB, most of it absolutely eminently forgettable. However, JVC have released a GYHM600. This is a mobile news camera. It's broadcast quality. It looks absolutely fantastic. It's got Wi-Fi and an FTP built in, so you should be able to stream it back to your van or straight up to the web if you really want to. It's only $5,000. If you want the slightly better version at $650, then it's going to be $1,000 more, but the basic one is only $5,000. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but for a broadcast quality mobile camera with Wi-Fi added, that seems pretty good to me. Canon also showed off a prototype 30-inch display. It looked absolutely stunning quality, fantastic and gorgeous, and it was 4K. Yes, 4,000 pixels across. At 30 inches, why? That's well past retina display, and it's right up into the I'm wasting my money buying this. They won't say how much it is either, so it's bound to be expensive. Google Earth has added balloon and kite aerial imagery. If you're an enthusiast who flies a balloon or flies a kite and takes pictures of yourself while you're doing it from the kite, then Google wants your images. You can send them to them, they'll put them on Google Maps, and they'll probably even credit you with it. They've given you a how-to as well. All you need is a camera and about $100 in parts, and you can submit to Google. A new app is out in the App Store. It's absolutely brilliant. What it does is turn your Bluetooth on and off. I wish I'd thought of this. It's an application called Bluetooth On Off. There's a surprise. It does what it says on the tin. And all you have to do is open the app and switch your Bluetooth on and off instead of having to rigmarole through your menus. I hate menus. Get rid of menus. Menus have to go. Come the revolution, brothers. It's 99 cents. He is making a mint because he's got my 99 cents already. Damn. Now, what can you copyright and not copyright? How about a magic trick? Well, that's what's happened. Teller, who's the one that never says anything in the duo Penn and Teller, has filed a copyright suit over Stolen Shadow Trick. His Stolen Shadow Trick is very, very good, and it's definitely all of his, but they do say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. However, he's decided to sue the bloke instead. It's a Dutch magician named Gerard Bacardi. His real name's Gerard Dodgy, so that says it all. Presumably, Teller is going to have to break his silence if it goes to court, or is he going to get Penn to do it for him? We'll have to wait and see. And finally, I lived through the era of the space shuttle. I was 14 when it first took off with Young and Crippen, and I sat yesterday and watched the footage just like everyone else of it landing over Washington so that Discovery could go into the Smithsonian Institute. It was piggybacking on a huge jumbo debt, the one that was originally used back for Columbia back in 1980, and it was a sad day. But at least if you're in Washington, you'll get to see it. I hope there's more of these going across the country, and I hope one's coming to the UK, because I'd love to see inside the real thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech Network. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to move all of the Friday shows to Thursday because I've got a thing to do on Friday. So the photo show is now at 5 p.m. The Mac show is now at 7 p.m. And then the big show is unchanged at 9:30 p.m. We'll have the new show on Friday morning, and then we'll have the nonsense show as well on Saturday. And then we'll have the F1 show on Monday. So it's going to be a fun old week. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.